Chapter 5 Reading Page 75 Points of View
One day, Mr. Yeung had a friendly argument with Debbie.
Kids today watch too much TV and spend too much money, he said.
Debbie disagreed. So, Mr. Yeung showed her these newspaper items.
1. Little spenders are big spenders.
The latest target for TV advertisers in Asia's fastest-growing consumer group, children. Asian families are getting smaller and wealthier. And Asian children are watching more and more TV. One estimate says the average Hong Kong child sees about 25,000 TV commercials a year. To get the attention and the money of these young viewers, the advertisers use little actors. The kids can identify with someone from their own age group, says one advertiser. So the adverts are more effective. And of course, the little actors earn big money. Not everyone is happy to see kids turn into consumers. Some educators believe that if youngsters watch the ads, they will become more and more materialistic. One Japanese survey asked children what they wanted most in life. 20% said money or possessions. So governments are taking action to protect children. Television authorities, for example, would usually ban an ad if it made children feel inferior because they did not own the advertised product.
2. Bad for children.
With reference to your Little Spenders article, children should not be used in TV commercials. It is illegal for them to work in factories. So why are they allowed to work in commercials? Also, regarding the high salaries, it is bad for children to have too much money.
3. Silly toys.
Advertising to children is wrong. Because its aim is to make them ask their parents for money to buy things. Also, many things advertised, such as toys, are silly and encourage violence. If a child buys them, he or she will learn nothing.
4. Nothing wrong with commercials.
I disagree with Mr. Hu and Ms. Lang. If commercials for kids had been harmful, the government would have banned them long ago. Furthermore, what is wrong with children earning a lot of money or asking their parents to buy things for them? My final point is that children buy toys to have fun with, not to learn from. That is what kids want. And that is why the smart tortoises are one of the world's best-selling toys, ever. Listening, page 79. Understanding the main points.
You're now going to hear 5 radio advertisements. For each one, write down the name of the product, its special features, and the price. Here is advertisement 1.
Are you looking for a present for a young girl this Christmas? Wendy, the talking doll, is the ideal present.
Mama, I'm thirsty. May I have a drink of water?
Wendy says 20 different things. She's so cute, and she'll help your little girl to learn English too.
Mama, I'm feeling tired. May I go to bed now?
If you're looking for a present which will help your child to learn as she plays, Wendy is the ideal gift. You can buy Wendy at any good toy store for just $40.
Advertisement 2.
Parents, are you worried that your children spend so much time playing with their computers and video games? Research shows that most children these days are unfit and at risk of developing heart disease in later life. What's the answer? Why not bring them along to the Junior Fitness Club? We'll get your children fit again, and they'll have a great time. Kids love the Junior Fitness Club. It's just $5 for 1 hour, and we have courses running every evening. See our ads in the newspapers for details of a course near you. Bring your kids to the Junior Fitness Club and get them fit for life.
Advertisement 3.
Do you suffer from a bad back? If so, you need one of our amazing Happy Chairs. Happy Chairs are specially made for people with painful back problems. They are really comfortable, but they support your back in all the right places. Many doctors recommend Happy Chairs to their patients. Buy yourself a Happy Chair for around $300 and say goodbye to that bad back for good.
Speaking, pages 84 to 86. A. Talk time.
When we speak English, we do not say each word separately. We link many of the words together.
Vowel sounds.
When a word ending with a vowel sound is put together with a word starting with a vowel sound, we say them as if they were joined with the letter Y.
See Asia. My estimate.
However, if the first word ends with an O sound, we say them as if they were joined with the letter W.
No one. Go inside.
Exercise A1.
Why? Be inferior. Be asked. I interrupt. My initials. They allow. They enjoy. Tie up. We advertise. W. Go out. How awful. No authority. No entry. To answer. Two eyes. Two offers. You are.
Same consonant sounds.
When we say words together that finish and start with the same consonant sounds, we only pronounce one of the sounds.
Latest target. Best toys.
Exercise A2.
Big group. Bob Brown. Clear report. Good driver. Most TV. Nine nights. Plastic cards. Some money. Top prize.
Consonant and vowel sounds.
When we say a word ending with a consonant sound together with a word starting with a vowel sound, we often move the final sound in the first word to the beginning of the second word.
Child actors. An estimate.
Exercise A3.
An advertiser. Big audience. Come again. Good example. More effective. Not everyone. Put on. Take off. When I.
Exercise A4.
1. Bob Brown is a good driver. 2. I'm going to attend a talk about teaching. 3. Can I have some money for a red dress? 4. When I switch the light off, pull out the plug. 5. You ought to ask how old she is.
That's the end of Side A. Side B. More language input. 5. 5. Reading. Page 90. Keys to a Better Life. On April 17, 1999, 2,500 American bankers gave 5,000 talks in elementary schools throughout the United States to teach children how to save money. The bankers wanted to help the children to be able to make smart decisions about their money. They said that education and money management skills are keys to a better life. Here are some of the tips and skills that the bankers advise the children to learn. Develop a habit of saving when you're young. Make your savings visible. Build up your savings in a piggy bank. Make sure that part of your money goes into your savings. For every dollar you earn or have, spend 25 cents on what you want or need now. Put 25 cents away for a bigger item later. And save or invest the rest. Listening, page 91. Young spenders in America and China. Children everywhere love toys. As a matter of fact, who doesn't? But are toys the number one item that children anywhere will buy when they have some money? Do children in different cultures make the same choices? A recent survey by a US professor gives us some interesting information. The following are some of his findings. Complete the statements according to what you hear on the tape.
The number one item for children to buy, both in the United States and in China, is the same thing. Guess what? Snacks. The second favorite item for children in the U.S. is something to play with, such as toys. What about children in China? School supplies rank third for Chinese children. For American children, it is clothing. Well, Chinese children like to play too. So what is their next choice? Toys. And for American children? Their fourth choice is software of some sort. After all, they have to study too.